Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too. Happy April, everyone. I hope you guys had a good rest of your March and just a good March in general. Hopefully it was a little bit better than mine. Because if you listen to the last episode, you will know that I was kind of going through it. And this week isn't much different. I'm still kind of riding the down wave. However, I'm feeling a little bit better, a little bit back on the horse, and more ready to film this episode, which I was supposed to film last week. But because of my state, I felt it was more authentic to give you guys kind of a raw vent sesh rather than the episode on values that I was so excited to talk about. But you know what? It actually kind of worked out the way it was supposed to, because we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about our values. And I feel honestly more qualified to speak about this after I feel over the last few weeks I've been out of alignment with my values in a lot of ways. So I'm getting back on the horse and using my values to kind of do that. We're going to talk about that and more today, but we're going to start by talking about what are values? What do I mean when I say that? And then we're going to get into why it's important to have values and understand our values. And thirdly, we're going to talk about how to identify what your personal values are and how to refine and change them if we need to. Also, I'm not a pioneer in talking about this subject, so if you like what we talk about today, a lot of what I have learned and am using with you guys is from some of my favorite celebrities and role models like Mel Robbins, Brené Brown, Jay Shetty, Adam Grant. There's so many people that speak so well expertly on this topic. I will send you in the right direction if you want to learn more. Also, just so you guys know, like, my DMs are always open for this kind of topic, okay? For anything growth, self-help related, it would be my pleasure and honor to help you in any way that I can. This is my bread and butter. Also, I think I should throw out there that I am taking some new life coaching clients. So if you've ever thought about needing a life coach or curious about what it is, my link is in my link tree for a free consultation if it's something you're interested in. But please, all I ask is that you only schedule if you are really genuinely ready to take it seriously and are actually curious and not just wanting to have a conversation with me. I love you guys, but I can't have just casual conversations with everybody that I meet on the internet. So that's all I ask. And I'm honestly really excited to have any new spots for clients. I've been working really hard to become the best life coach that I can. I think I told you guys a few months ago that I've started this program with Rob Dial. If you listen to The Mindset Mentor, also an amazing podcast for self-help. So check it out if you haven't yet. But I've been working with him and his team, and I've been learning so much. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. I have this great community now of fellow life coaches who I feel really blessed to be in touch with. So anyways, I'm really, really excited about that and excited to be working on my authentic journey and helping other people do the same through this podcast, through yoga, through life coaching, and all the other methods that I'm learning how to do. Now, speaking of authentic journeys, let's talk about our core values and what I mean when I say that. So I know when I say the word values, some people tune out. I feel like past me also would have tuned out because I would be like, this is not something practical that I can really use in my everyday life. So I don't need this help. I don't need to learn about this. But I think what is so important to realize and understand is what values are the things that actually drive our everyday decisions. And they're what we value and find important in our lives. I saw this little clip recently of Adam Grant talking about the difference between values and beliefs and how beliefs are what you think is true and values are what you think is important. And then he goes on to kind of explain why the distinction is important, especially when it comes to accountability, because a lot of people tend to put their identity in either their values or in what they believe is true, their beliefs. So when you put your value in your beliefs, being wrong is a threat to your identity. But when you put your identity in your values, and let's say you value being curious or growing, or being a lifelong learner, you can hold space for being wrong and learning and not feel threatened every time that happens. Because guess what? That's going to happen in life. You're not always going to be right, and it's okay. And you become more right the more you're willing to be wrong, if that makes any sense. And look, if you are one of those people, you are not alone. It can be really hard to not put your identity in what you believe in. And I definitely do that sometimes. So that's why this value check-in is so important to me, so that I can realign my decisions and the way I spend my time and resources with my true values instead of with my beliefs and putting my identity in those beliefs. So coming back to what values really are, and kind of on that note of what I just said, like how we spend our time, how we spend our resources, usually align with our values. Not always. When we stray away from our values because we want to be in a million places at once, we want to live up to people's expectations of us. Jay Shetty said this in his podcast and his book, that we often try to live up to other people's expectations of us at the expense of our own values, and that people are essentially just constantly method acting. And if you don't know what method acting is, it's basically when an actor becomes the character for the set of time that they're doing the movie. Everything they do, they get into this headspace, mindset, behaviors of the character that they're playing. So basically, we do this in our real lives because we lose authenticity. We lose our values because we're trying to please everyone and meet these expectations. But we really are not being our best selves, and we're not living in integrity, and we're not living aligned with our values when we're always trying to do this. Jay also says this, before we move on real quick, he also says that having values and having our core values is essentially like having an ethical GPS to help you navigate through life. Think about when you are on a different random street in a new part of town, and you're kind of wandering aimlessly without any sense of direction. You don't have a GPS. That's kind of like in life when you don't have core values. You're stuck, you're stranded by indecision, and you don't know which way is up and down. That's like navigating life kind of lost, kind of stuck, without having your core values identified. If you really think about all the benefits that come with really getting to know your true values, they're all so strong that you shouldn't need all of them, but we're going to go through them anyway. The first one is that you really get to know yourself better, because when we are not checking in with these things and we're living to please others and we're living to meet others' expectations, then we lose ourselves, and then we feel disconnected from the lives that we are creating. So if you're someone who's maybe not 100% satisfied with their lives and wants to live in integrity and wants to be happier and more free and authentic in their lives, then this is for you. It helps you understand, and this is such a crucial one, it helps you understand your decision-making patterns better. And when you understand your decision-making patterns better, you understand why you're doing the things that you're doing, you're able to be more decisive and more purpose and value driven. And in general, you'll be able to make better decisions. You'll be a lot less swept away by distractions and stuck by indecision, because you know what your values are and you can always come back to them and use them as a practical, ethical GPS. When you're living in your values, you're able to take your own life more seriously, and other people will take you more seriously too, because it shows that you are showing up for yourself and you're taking the measures to show up for yourself every day. So other people will take you seriously, and so will you. It'll also allow you to do the things that you may be scared of doing, but maybe deep down know that you should be doing or want to be doing. It'll allow you to surround yourself confidently with the right kind of people. Again, there's so many reasons why getting clear on your values is so important. For me, I think the main ones are really making decisions better and understanding myself better, so that I can live in integrity and I can use my resources and spend them more wisely and according to what's really important to me, as well as just focusing my attention on what matters the most, instead of allowing things that aren't core to my values distract me and take me away from what my actual purpose and desires in life really are. So now that we've established what values are and why it's important to evaluate them, let's get into the evaluation process. How can we identify them and how can we refine them if we're not living by our values that we really want to live by? So working from what we know what values are, which are basically how we make our decisions, what we find important, how we spend the most of our time and our resources and our energy and our attention, that's kind of a good way to start working backwards to figure out what our actual values are every single day that we live by. So if you have a pen and paper or just think about it and you can come back to this later if you want, I'm going to ask you a few questions to help you identify what your values are. What do you consume? What do you absorb on a daily basis? What does your social media news feed look like? What do you watch? What do you take in the most? Because Jay Shetty says what your news feed is a great way to check in with your values because it's what you're giving your attention to, which is one of our most prized resources. And similarly, number two is how do you spend most of your time? The third one is also another one from Jay Shetty's book. What are the three best decisions you've ever made in your life? And what are the three worst decisions you've ever made in your life? And what he says is so interesting. A lot of the time, if you really dig deep on those worst decisions and even the best decisions and come to find what value you were trying to achieve in making those decisions, oftentimes it's a lot of the same value that you were trying to achieve in making those decisions. And then, how do you spend your money? Another valuable resource. This is all kind of coming back to attention, time, friends, people. How do you spend your resources? How do you spend your energy? And what does it say about you? So maybe even break those into categories and see how you are currently delegating them and if it feels right to you, or if maybe there's something that needs to change there. Another thing that I think is really important to do, and again, Jay talks about this, and we're going to get into some of Brené's exercises and work in a second, but something Jay says that's very important to do is figure out the origin of these values, especially the ones that you're living by that you're not sure are really true to you. Start to identify if, in fact, they really did come from you, or maybe they came from your parents, or maybe they came from your school and education, maybe they came from work, maybe they came from the media. Try to start identifying where they came from and whether or not they're true to you anymore or not. Jay said a few things that really stuck with me that I'm going to read to you, especially when it comes to evaluating the origin of some of our values. He said, "Parents can be the loudest fans and the loudest critics. Though we might rebel in our teenage years, we are generally compelled to please and imitate those authority figures. What did they tell you was most important? And did it match what mattered to them the most? Who did they want you to be? What did they want you to accomplish? How did they expect you to behave? How did you absorb these ideals and have they truly worked for you?" He said, "Our values are influenced by whatever absorbs our minds. We are not our minds, but the mind is the vehicle by which we decide what is important in our hearts." And now let's talk about Brené's method. I had a lot of fun doing this earlier today, and I'm going to share some of my results with you guys. So Brené Brown has a big ass list of values that she has on her website. She talks about it in her book, Dare to Lead. And it's basically just a list of a ton of the most common values, and she walks you through how to figure out and identify what your core values are. Brené likes to say that it's better to have less values than more values because people with more values are not nearly as decisive and purpose-driven as the ones with less values. She says to keep it to two, which I think is so hard, and I had a really hard time doing this. If I'm being totally honest, I kind of narrowed it down to three, maybe two, but she says, and this is her method, to start by circling the top 15 that really stand out to you. I circled 17. So I'll read you what those were for me. The first one was accountability, then adventure, authenticity, balance, confidence, connection, courage, curiosity, freedom, growth, honesty, love, loyalty, trust, vulnerability, and wisdom. So those were my top ones. Oh, I also said alignment. It wasn't on her list, but I added it. And then she says, in order to narrow it down, here are some questions you can ask yourself. So once you have that list, look at all of them and be like, wow, these are all amazing. But without these core ones, the rest really don't matter. And I thought that that was really interesting. So I wrote out my entire list and then I tried to connect some of the ones that I felt would fall under the same category. And I'll explain what the result of that was in a second. But here are some of the other questions that you can use to help you narrow it down. The next one is, does this define me? And then, is this who I am when I'm at my best? Next is this what I use or want to use to make hard decisions? The final one is, what are one or two behaviors that support your value? So I made a big, colorful mess trying to tie my values together to come up with two or three that were the most important to me. These are the 2.5, 3 values, and I'm going to hopefully have only two by the end of this, that I came up with while I was working through this. The first one is authenticity. The second one is growth. And the third one is trust. I chose authenticity because that's definitely something that's really important to me that I try every day to live by and work towards. And what goes with authenticity, which I circled on the list, was courage, because it takes bravery to step into being who you truly are and not following in the rat race and following along with the crowd. It really does take courage. So that kind of falls in the same category for me. I also said wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom gained on the path of learning how to be authentic. I also think alignment goes hand in hand with authenticity. I think that one doesn't need much explaining. Confidence, because there's a different kind of confidence, the kind that I really want to have when you are true to your authentic self and you don't care what other people think. And that's true authenticity, true confidence, self-expression for sure, vulnerability, honesty, freedom. The freedom of being your true self and not having to always constantly be weighed down by worrying about what other people think about you. That is something that I really strive for. And love, because our default is love, but we grow up in a world of fear and a world of worries. So coming back to that default of love is authentic to me, and channeling it in its true nature when it's easier to choose fear and it's easier to choose hate is something that is important to me. So the next one, I had a hard time deciding which word was better. I ended up choosing growth, even though curiosity was very alluring to me as well. But like I said, I feel like growth fits me better. It fits what drives me more than curiosity does. But first of all, the first one under the growth bucket is curiosity, because I am curious. I consider myself a lifelong learner. I want to continue to learn more about myself, learn more about other people, and learn how to be the best version of myself so that I can show up and serve the world in the best way possible. I also said accountability. That's a huge one for growth, kind of like what I was saying earlier, or what Adam Grant was saying earlier, about how important it is to view yourself as a lifelong learner, or not put your identity in your beliefs and instead put them in your values so that you can grow and you can become a better version of yourself. Another one that I put into this category, which I thought was like a little creative, but definitely applies, is adventure. Adventure is so important to me. I've always been driven by travel and trying new things, taking risks, doing things that are outside of my comfort zone. So risk-taking slash adventure is a big one for me, because that is all things that really do help me grow, and they help me understand the world better and become a better version of myself so that I can serve the world in a better way. So that's, I think, falls under this bucket. Another one is connection. Again, I think is a little bit of a stretch, but also not really, because my connections, they help me become a better person. They also help me see the world from a better view, from more healthy perspective, and not keep me so small and isolated. We need other people in our lives. It's something I value for more than just growth. I also think it's authentic to me to be able to share and connect and feel a sense of belonging. Balance was another one I put into this category, because I think it's I'm learning balance in my life. And so that's something that I would put under the growth category, because I don't want to be someone who is an excessive or an addict in any way. And that's something I've had to learn. It's something that I want to incorporate because it feels good and it feels right. And I want to keep growing and learning about that balance and what's right for me and what to do in moderation and whatnot. So I think that's growth. I also said courage. I put that one in this category again because it takes courage to be willing to grow and not have your identity be so threatened by changing who you are. I also said knowledge and learning in this category because, again, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I want to better myself through knowledge and through continuous learning, so that would be growth. And then the third one, or two and a half, because it's not quite in final form and I haven't quite decided what I want to do with it yet, is trust. The reason I've had a harder time with this one is because I think it can stand alone as its own value, authenticity, and growth, because trust feels right to me. Trusting the universe, trusting other people, trusting that things will work out, trusting that I'm on my path, that's authentic to me. But on the other hand, it's also growth because it's something I've really had to work on. It's something that my experiences have kind of shaped me away from that. And I had a reading recently with an amazing astrologer. If you need a recommendation, DM me. And she uses like a lot of science to explain it. And it's just a kind of like a therapy session, honestly. But she said one of my main goals in my life or purposes in this lifetime is to learn how to trust and lean into trust more and kind of lean back, because in past lives and honestly in my earlier life, I've been really in fight or flight. I've been in survival mode. I also have experiences of being betrayed and being abandoned and let down in certain ways. And it has really damaged my ability to trust. And I'm working. That is something it's probably, my therapist says, a lifelong journey for me. I have come a long way. And that's thanks to the growth and the attention that I've given it. But it does confuse me because it's a huge thing that I'm learning in this lifetime. So it feels like it's a standalone value. And some of the things that I put in this category are vulnerability, also applies to trust, faith, of course, and my beliefs in spirituality, which is really important to me, loyalty, honesty, alignment, again, courage, wisdom, love, and power in that ability to trust and freedom also. So those were the ones that I have decided on for myself. And then I asked myself some of the questions that Brené said, does this define me? I think the answer is yes to all of those things. But she also said, what are one or two slippery behaviors that are out of alignment with your values? And what motivates these and drives you away from your values? And then I, of course, did, what are one or two behaviors that support these values? And I had answers for both of those questions. How am I out of alignment with these values? What areas of my life am I slipping and why? Some of the things I said were attaching to outcomes and ruminating, trying to control certain outcomes and situations that I really need to trust and sit back and do what I can to plan and prepare, but be okay and don't expect anything. Be okay if it doesn't work out. The next thing I said was weak boundaries. This is a really lifelong one for me that I am getting better, but I still have a long way to go here. I said, and also that's not brave. That's not courageous. That's not authentic. And it's not showing growth when I don't do that. However, again, like I said, I'm working on it. Staying in my comfort zone, it's also not brave. Or staying where I'm not wanted or appreciated. Like that's a betrayal to me. So I need to be better at setting boundaries or removing myself in certain situations because that shows that I don't value myself and I'm not really being true and kind to myself. And then another way I slip out of alignment is in authenticity, is not posting or being in certain situations who or what I really want because of fears that I'm allowing to drive the bus instead of living by the values. So, and then not believing in myself. This was something Brené said on her podcast. She said one way that she really is living by her values is believing in herself before she gets the evidence and really trusting her intuition. And that is so important to me, yet I slip up with that. So that's something I'm working on. But yeah, I really hope this helps you guys get in line with your values. Let me know if you have any comments, thoughts, or questions. I love you. Have an amazing April, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks for a very special episode. Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too.